Babe, I'm home. Hello? Babe, are you there? Where is he? Come on. Making me wear this collar all day, sending me teasing texts, and he's not even home? Unbelievable. God, I just want to touch my pussy so bad. Just a little. No. You can do this, Al. You know the rules. No touching your pussy without permission. It's daddy's pussy, not yours. A daddy who's home late from work. Why'd he even have to go into the office today? Making me wear this all day. I can't even hop on his dick when I walk in the door. It's just mean. He knows what this collar does to me. Okay. No. It's fine. You can do this. Just answer some emails or something. And that'll keep you distracted. You can do it. You'll get to choke on his dick soon. You can do it. Oh, thank fucking God. Daddy, why are you so late? Of course I'm happy to see you. See, look, I'm getting on my knees because I'm so happy to see you. Because I want you to fuck my throat, duh. I don't want to tell you about my day, Daddy. You made me wear this collar all day, and you know what that does to me. Of course I'm still wearing it. I know my place. It's right here, on my knees, gagging on your sexy cock. Fine. I'll tell you about my day. Then will you let me throat you? Can I at least take my clothes off and touch my pussy? Thank you, Daddy. I was a very good girl. I wanted to touch my dripping little cunt when I got home, but I promise I didn't. I know the rules. And wearing this collar all day has me feeling extra obedient. God, I'm so horny. Naked in nothing but my collar, my glasses. Right here in the entryway, touching my slutty little pussy like a desperate whore. My day. When I got in, Angela came by as usual and gave me my coffee and complimented me on my cute outfit. I wanted to tell her that Daddy picked it out for me, but I just smiled and thanked her. It was a cute outfit. A cute flouncy skirt and comfy turtleneck. You have good taste. But of course, that's not what was driving me wild all day. Oh, Daddy, can you please take your cock out? If I can't have it in my throat, maybe I can just see it. I can see how hard you are in those slacks, and it's making me drool. Thank you, Daddy. You wanna fuck me? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes, Daddy, of course. I'll get on my hands and knees on the floor here. And you just fuck me while I tell you about my day. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, I've been thinking about you pounding me all day long. Yes, I have. Yes, 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 I'll be good. I'll be good. I'll keep telling you about my day. So, after Angela left, I got to work on my presentation for the all-hands meeting. Yeah, we had this huge departmental meeting today. Did you not know about that? What a day to be wearing my collar under my turtleneck. And at that point, I was already getting wet. The corner office is nice and private. I had half a mind to tell Angela to hold my calls and just touch my needy pussy right there. But then you texted me telling me to focus, and I'm a good little slut, Daddy. And having that collar around my neck was a very good reminder. Oh yeah, Daddy fingered my ass. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, fingered my ass while you fucked my pussy. Okay, yeah, then I had a one-on-one with Dave, and his work has been slipping lately, and I had to tell him to get his act together. I think he was receptive to it. He does well with some tough love, but I couldn't stop thinking about you coming in right after I reprimanded him and bending me over my desk and just fucking my ass. Reminding me of my place. Making me yours right there in front of him. It was only lunchtime and I was such a mess. Not that you were helping. Texting me about how you were gonna claim all my halls when I got home. God. Speaking of which, Daddy, your finger feels really good in my ass. But I would prefer your cock. Don't you want to fuck your sluts tight little ass, Daddy? Really? Yay. Oh, fuck yeah. Of course, Daddy, of course I'll beg for it. Please fuck my ass, Daddy. Look at how I move it back and forth for you. My ass was made for taking your cock. That's what I'm good for. I may be the boss at work, but I know my place at home, Daddy. This collar helped me remember all day. Kept you with me. Reminded me that I'm your good little anal whore. Won't you put me in my place? Right here in the foyer. Just take my ass. Oh God, no. Fuck. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for showing me who this ass belongs to. Yes, Daddy, yes, Daddy, I'll tell you about the rest of my day. Somehow, I managed to finish preparing for my presentation. And it was a really good one, too. No thanks to all your dirty texts. Oh, sorry, Daddy. Yeah, I liked them. I liked being reminded that I belonged to you. But you have to admit, they made it hard to focus. We all filed into the room for the meeting. You know that big conference room with the floor to ceiling glass windows? There were like 30 people there. And I'm up there at the head of the table, everyone looking at me. And I'm wondering if anyone notices a little glimpse of purple beneath my top. The room was so stuffy too with all those people in it, and I kept wanting to fidget with my top just to cool myself off. God, it was just, it was so hot, thinking that at any moment someone might find out if I absentmindedly pulled on my neckline, letting everyone see that I'm giving the quarterly report to everyone while wearing a collar that says cone slot on it. Oh, look. Because that's what I really am. I'm just daddy's perfect little cum slut. Addicted to daddy's cock and cum. And then right in the middle of my presentation, I got your text. To take a picture of my pussy and send it back. And then I only had 5 minutes to respond. And I got so flustered, daddy. Fuck, I got so flustered. You didn't even give me an or else, but I knew I had to. Because I'm a good, obedient girl. And I do what daddy tells me to do. Yeah, it feels so good. It feels so good. It feels so good. It feels so good. I made up some excuse about needing to check my laptop or some figure, and put my phone under the table, right in front of all those people, and took a picture of my soaking wet pussy. I don't know how the fuck I finished that presentation. I couldn't stop imagining you stripping off my clothes and showing off my pretty collar to everyone right before you laid me over the table and just fucked my slutty throat in front of my whole department. The room's silent except for my gags. A much better presentation, I'm sure you'll agree. Anyone who walked by being given a show through the windows, I imagined you pulling out and coming all over my face and then instructing me to play with your cum in front of everybody. Oh, fuck. This is gonna make me cum. Can I cum, daddy? Can I please cum for you? Yeah. I love how you rub my clit, too. Oh, it's so perfect. Oh, fucking so deep into my ass. Yeah, daddy. I'm your good girl. I kept my collar on all day. I responded to all of your sexts. I even texted you back with a picture of my pussy right away, even though I could jeopardize my job. Thank you, daddy. Fuck yeah, just like that, just like that, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you for letting your little slut come. Yeah, I love it when you let me come with your cock in my ass. That was so good. But daddy, I told you all about my day. Can you please fuck my throat now? Please, daddy, I've been so desperate to feel your cock stretch this collar. Thank you, daddy. Yeah, just pull out of me. I'll clean off your cock. I love tasting my ass off your cock, Daddy. I love that you made me wear this collar all day. You know how much I love feeling owned by you. It's like you are with me all day. Reminding me of my place. All clean. Will you fuck my throat now, Daddy? I just want to be your little throat whore. And plus, it's my favorite hole for you to fuck. Please, Daddy. Please, please fuck. So good. Thank you, Daddy. I love when you make me your cock Thanks for letting me gag all over your gorgeous cock. I love being on my knees while you clean my throat. Wait, what? You knew about the meeting? So you texted me during it on purpose? That's so sexy, Daddy. Look at all this drool on my tits. I love it. Maybe I should share my calendar with you. That way you can tease me during more of my meetings. Oh my God. Daddy. Would you come on my face? Look at all this sick drool. I think it would look a lot better if your cum was all over my face too. Please. Please, Daddy. Come on my face. I thought of you covering me with your cum during that meeting. It was too hot for you. Just showering me with your thick load. Making me show everyone. trying to be a cum slut. I want you to mark me with your cum. Please. Please, Daddy. Mark me with your cum. Fuck my throat till you're ready to go. And then pull out. And cover my face and glasses in your cum. Yes, Daddy. Cover me in your comb. Oh, fuck, it's so hot on my face. Oh, yeah, shoot out my glasses, Daddy. I want to leave it on them for the rest of the day. So everywhere I look, I'm reminded of your cum. That was such a big load, Daddy. Oh, can I play with it? Thank you. That's so hot. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. Oh, you're so sexy. No, I loved it, of course. I always love it when you treat me like this. Okay. I actually really have to answer emails, so... can you cuddle me for a bit? So then I can get back to work. Because I couldn't focus all day. Oh, God. Thank you. You're the best, babe. And I can't wait to see what you pick out for me to wear tomorrow.